You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
All right, guys, welcome everybody to Urban Embodiment Presents UE Talk Episode 4. And we got a special edition today. I can't wait. But first off, y'all know what it is. I am Deshaun Whip Dog Whipple, and I'm with my partner, the wonderful, the one and only, the superwoman, Lakeisha Coakley. How are you doing today, Keish?
Well, since you put it like that, I feel great.
Oh, man. I
feel like saving the world.
Talk to him, girl. That's what you do.
Nah, I wouldn't say all
oh,
that.
Oh, here we
you
go.
Know, I don't want my phone blowing up with everybody's problems, but.
Stop being so modest, man. Now, Keish, how's your week been? What was going on with you?
It's been a good week. Little bit hectic and everything, but everything will be okay. And I do want to say this real quick. The IRS went live yesterday. So if you got your paperwork, your W-2s, go ahead and file right away. File as soon as possible to reduce the risk of fraud.
You know what's crazy? It's like, I wish I knew my tax lady, then you could just talk to her to do your taxes. Wouldn't that be crazy?
That would be so crazy.
Man, like if you just put in Facebook or Google my tax lady, who would come up?
I don't know.
Well, just do
the
it.
The superwoman.
You will find out. Well, guys, I want to talk about my weekend a little bit. And I'm going to do a rant today. I'm going to talk your ish. Normally, we wait to the end of the show for that, but I'm going to do it today. But first, before we do that, I want to talk about something that was kind of very important to me. We lost a great star. I was a big fan of this man, Kobe Bryant, Black Mamba. I'm not going to go too long in it. If you want, follow me on Facebook, you can check it out, Deshaun Whipple, how I feel about him. I've been a big fan from day one. Watched a whole 20-year career of that man. It was sad. It was hurtful. But, you know, even though we don't always know, things happen for a reason, man. And just Kobe, to you, your family, Gigi, your daughter, Vanessa, and everybody else in that helicopter, know that we love you. We're going to always rock with Black Mamba. And I got the purple and gold on for you today, man. I told myself I'm not going to be emotional because we're going to go have some fun today. But if you don't mind, I want to do a 24-second for Kobe. A quick 24-second moment of silence. So if I can get that started right quick. Hold on for a second. Please. 24-second. All right. All right, guys. Well, thank you for that. And you know what? On some real stuff, I also saw what the Pistons did for Kobe the other night. They came out wearing the Kobe Bryant jerseys. That was real dope. And we glad to be able to partner with a group like the Pistons and the NBA. Matter of fact, we're going to be working with them. Keish, talk a little bit about that.
Yes, so coming February 8th, we're doing Find a Base speed dating with the Pistons. That evening, the Pistons will be playing the New York Knicks. Tickets to that is $35. We have sold out of women dater spots, but we do have a few male dater spots available, and we have spectator spots available. With that $35, that gets you into the alumni room. And then at 7 o'clock is when it's tip off. So that'll get you into the game as well. And then after the game, you can do some post game shots on the court.
Yes, yes. And fellas, I'm trying to tell you, if you don't believe me, just inbox me. I'll send you the pictures. We got some bad mama jammas already signed up. Trust, whatever you like, slim, thick, pretty, whatever. We got them all denominations. What they say with Wu-Tang Clan? That cream, that French vanilla, that Puerto Rican, they got all that. Any flavor, trust me. If I was single, I'd go in. You know, I might have to change into somebody else and sneak in.
Baskin Robbins, 31
flavors. Okay, you get it, you get it, you get it.
50 Shades of Brown.
Also, we got another event coming up. Keith, talk about that one a little bit.
Also, we'll be going to Find a Speed Dating. We'll be going to Okemos February 22nd. Tickets to that is for the ladies. It's $20. And fellas, you actually get a discount this time. Your seat will be $15. And that includes a complimentary drink.
And where is it at again? Come on, we worked on this.
Okemos, Michigan.
What? Name of the place?
At Henry's Place.
What's the address?
4962 Marsh Road.
Oh, my God. Henry, sir, I am sorry. She did it again. The address is 4926. Marsh Road.
If you had the address, why you ask me?
Because I was waiting. We did this last week. You was going to... Yeah. All right, fine.
4926.
49.
Marsh Road, Okemos. Just Google Henry's Place, and I'm sure it will pop up. And follow us on Facebook, Urban Embodiment 313, and follow us on Instagram as well, Urban Embodiment.
Yes, yes. We just started our YouTube page as well. So we got a couple videos up there. Check it out, Urban Embodiment Also, and starting this week, we got something else special. If you out there got some type of talent, you sing, you dance, you do comedy, you entertain, you ventriloquist, whatever you do, email us at urbanembodiment313@gmail.com with your 30-second video. We're going to post all the videos on our Facebook and Instagram page. And on week 6 of this, we're doing UE's Got Talent. The top 3 vote getters will get a chance to come on this show, perform live for an awesome, awesome prize for UE. So if you got some friends that know about, that do a little something out there, please tell them to send us those videos. They have to be in by January 31st. And guys, once again, this show is always sponsored by Sisterhood Travel, who's doing the Urban Old School Cruise Part 2. It's going to Miami and to the Bahamas. You know, you can hit up Camille, Rigo, or Ari Carell, and they will get you all taken care of, and we'll have that information on the Facebook page. But enough about all that, because we got a special show tonight.
Yes, we do.
We got the family in the building.
Yes, we do.
Now, why do I call them the family, Keisha? Who are they to the people that don't know who these people are?
These are members from our SDID group on Detroit Singles Dating in Detroit. Let's give them some sneaker finger snaps, bell ring.
I never have my applause. Bell on top. Can I get the bell? Thank you. The bell's up top.
Yes, yes.
Appreciate you.
Yay.
And who do we have all in the building today from Singles Day Detroit? Matter of fact, let's start with the beautiful young lady over here. Talk to us.
So, hey, good evening, everybody. This is Kashan going by Kiki. I love this energy here. Thank you so much. So I am from SDID, single but dating. So this is going to be a very interesting topic, and I cannot wait. Whip said, be on your best and just let it flow naturally. So I'm just here. About to have fun.
All right.
Get it all out.
And I'm going to tell you, in a pre-interview, I had already told my partner, if she brings her bow, he got to sit in the green room. He run his mouth all day long, 24-7.
This is the green room. This room is green.
No, the green room is where you just post up before.
Well,
the
waiting area then.
Thank you.
The waiting area. No, it's not green out there. It's the waiting area.
Aye.
You can tell when they don't know about this stuff, man. Aye. Next up, who we got over here? Talk to them.
Hey, good evening, everybody. My name is Edric Golday. You can just call me E. 38 years old, single, no kids. And I love to cook. So, chef opening up a restaurant soon on the east side. So, yeah, we're going to have a good time tonight.
What's it called?
East side?
It is called Gabriel Hall.
What?
It's a Creole restaurant. I'm from Louisiana.
That's what it is.
All right.
Hey. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Got to support.
And who else? Now, this young man... I'm going to let him do his own intro, but I don't know this man for a minute. Matter of fact, he called in last week on our hook up or hang up episode. Shout out to Jen.
I got hung up on.
Yeah, he did. She made a funny video. Shout out to Yep, I'm Jen. She's actually going to be doing our intro song to the show starting next week. So, but who do we got here? Talk to me, man.
What's going on? This is your man Jamar, a.k.a. Big Pack. Big Pack's View, all on social media, you know, Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, YouTube, all that good stuff. I'm not hard to find. 41 3/4, because I'm going to be 42 in 2 weeks, you know, which is what's up. I'm getting up there a little bit, but, you know, I'm black don't crack. It just rumble a little bit sometimes.
There you go.
It shafes.
Yeah, a little bit sometimes, but no kids, no wife, no mortgage, no kids, no problem.
But you don't want to tell them about your Tinder page.
That one private. You know, see, I got Christian Mingle.
Okay,
and my screen name is Let Me Get Some of That.
Zaw. Well, if y'all didn't pick it up already, the name of this show is called Dating Without Kids Over the Age of 30. Because people always say there's no people over 30 that don't have kids. They always talk about that. And I mean, we got some wonderful people in this building right now, and we're going to talk to them about that. I wanted to give it another title, but my partner wouldn't let me
FDK.
So we just going to say FDK, and if you want to Google that to see what that means, that's the actual real title of the show. You know what I'm saying? But before we go forward, and since we got our guests here, we got the drink of the night, and my partner had did a little voice drop for it, but I forgot to send it in. to women time. I'm sorry.
All this. He will blow me up to do something all day long.
Pause.
And then you don't follow through.
I forgot to sit it in. It'll be on there next week. But Keish, could you let them know what we got for the drink of the night tonight?
Yes, yes. And they did not pay us to do this, but with something we've chosen. And oh, you got the blueberries ain't blue no more.
Oh,
they're like grapes.
But there's cherries in there too.
Oh, okay.
It comes with cherries if you added blueberries.
Okay, well, we have Midnight Moon Moonshine. It is a... Well, I'm not going to say the volume because my boss may watch it. produced by Piedmont Distillers Madison. And there's some cherries in here and my co-host added blueberries. Check it out. Local stores.
So, yes, guys, we're going to try that out today. And like I said, every week, we got tons of mobile bartenders we know. So if you want to be the sponsored drink of the night, all you got to do is send us your signature drink. And we're going to pass it around the room. And we're going to give it a real review. Okay. What in the world was that? Give it a real review.
That was the frowny face.
Your breath. Your breath just took it away.
You blew the frowny face off the top.
That's why I was frowning.
Frowning now.
So as we pass the drinks around, let's start with Miss Kiki. Keyshawn, how are you doing today?
I'm good.
Now, first and foremost, I sent the question and said, is there anything off the table? You guys said everything was smooth, right?
Everything was grooving.
First and foremost, why have you not had kids as of yet?
It was a lot of reasons. It was a situation where health conditions.
Open this, Jamar. I can't open it.
My hands are too greasy. The situation to where, you know, I had kids. And then after a while, I just was like, I'm good.
Okay.
You know. It was enough people in my family that got kids, so I ain't miss nothing.
I get it. Now, did you ever want to adopt or anything, or you were just content
I thought about adopting, but for the most part, I'm like, being 45 now, I don't see myself kind of like starting over with a kid because I don't have patience. Like I was teasing my significant other. I was like, I don't have patience for you. I know I ain't going to have patience for no baby and rearing the baby. So I'm good. And I have nephews, you know, throughout the years that, you know, I did the auntie thing. It kind of filled the void. So that kind of like took the place of that, even though your own isn't, you know, having your own isn't the same as, you know, family. But I'm like, you know, I'm good.
I'm going to tell you, that was always my thing. My thing used to be, I love kids to death. If they ever been around me, I got a godson. But I like when they go home. You dig? I like when they go home.
That peace.
You can't send them home when they're yours. You understand? Mm-hmm. My godson, I get to acting up. Genesis, call your mama. You understand what I'm talking about? But we're going to come right back to you. E.
What up?
How you doing today?
I'm doing good.
What you cook for us?
What did I cook today?
No. Not what you cooked today.
Sorry.
You came to our house.
I did.
We bring you drinks. You did not.
Here's the problem. I actually meant to bring food today as a surprise and as a welcome.
See,
and
what had happened was
the day got out of hand.
And then.
Yes. So, but you can also always come to my pop-ups that I do once a month and.
What's the name of it one more time so they know?
Gabriel Hall is the name of the restaurant. We are on Facebook and Instagram, and we are currently under construction, so we do pop-ups and caterings in the meantime.
Okay. Yeah. Now, what about you? Is there a reason you decided not to have kids? Did you not decide to have kids or just didn't happen?
No, I didn't want children.
Mm.
A few years back, you know, actively dating, and when I was dating, of course, you know, children is a... Whether or not you want children is a deal breaker for some people, right?
I agree.
And so when I was, you know, in dating and they would ask, do you want children? My response was always, I don't know. Because I knew at the time, me being single, I didn't want them then. But I thought, you know, well, maybe once I actually get in a relationship or get married, then I would want to have children with that person. Like, we would want to start a family together. But I also realized that that was a really unfair answer. Because it is a deal breaker to so many people. Mm-hmm. So to say, I don't know, and then get into something that someone is like, absolutely like, yes, I want to have children. And then I go, I don't know. I don't really think that's what I want to do. So I really had to come to the decision that, you know, I had to really sit with myself and go, do you really want children or not? And I don't. So I was very intentional in not having children.
Okay.
And even now that I'm like, yes, I don't want them. So I'm not going to have them. I'm not against adopting.
Okay.
I think there are a lot of children that are in foster care system that need great homes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm definitely not against adopting, but I don't think it's necessary for me to have them myself.
Okay.
And I do, you know, I have nieces, nephews, I have great nieces and nephews, and I even have God's kids. So I'm definitely not short of that, you know, getting that kid time in. So, yeah, never really wanted children.
I think that's something good to think about, too, because a lot of the times people don't necessarily make that active choice to say, I don't want kids, whether like in situations like me, like circumstances, like health conditions or things like that, make it, you can't have kids.
Right.
But to actively say, I'm making an active choice in my life. I don't want kids. And I think that's something good that a lot of women can think about, to say, motherhood isn't the end all for me being a woman.
Absolutely.
Yep. Right, right. Mm-hmm.
And for some it is. And that's, you know, I definitely, I can feel, I can empathize to the women that want children and do have issues, you know, do have, whether it's fertility issues or other medical issues that, you know, is hindering them from living that. For me, it's just, I mean, my, you know, I have a couple businesses. So, you know, maintaining my career and building generational wealth and, you know, having a legacy is more important to me than, you know, having children. So, right. And I'm okay with that.
Right. And I think a lot of people, what people fail to realize is that, 'cause, you know, I am a mother. I am a single mother. You know, it's good. You know, everybody wants that perfect image of like, oh, I want a kid and this, that, and the other, but they don't realize all the things that come with it. And, you know, the famous saying, mama's baby, daddy's maybe, not saying that it's not fathers out there that's not active in their children's life. And kudos to all the dads. They're there with their children every step of the way. But after I gave birth to my child and his dad walked out that room, at that moment, I knew it was all on me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Not even giving him like a chance to, you know, like being like positive about it. But I'm like, at the end of the day, it's all on me. Yeah. And, you know, I have side hustles. I work a full time job and I have to be a mom. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's really not easy. And it, what makes it easy for me is that I have a hell of a support system.
Yes.
So you got to have a support system.
Absolutely. Yeah. I am.
Now, E, one thing right quick. Now, how old did you say you were again?
38.
Okay. Now, let's say, though, because you're saying you don't want, you know, but let's say you out here, something happens. I mean, we're all adults and you get pregnant. Where are you at with it then?
To the clinic.
Serious. Is that serious?
Like, when I say I don't, so I try to take it, you know, I take the precautions so that doesn't happen. Okay. But like, you know, if we being real about life, listen, I said I didn't want children. I'm not, you know, it just wouldn't be, particularly where I am now. I mean, I'm about to open up a restaurant. I'm not trying to be barefoot and pregnant and, you know, in some hot kitchen.
I get
like
it.
That
I
would
get
just,
it.
So, yeah.
All right. And guys, you know, you can call in at 248-579-5260, 248-579-5260 if you got any thoughts on this topic. And we just had a young man enter the building. I'm going to let him say his name right quick, and then we're going to go back to Jamar. Who we got coming in right now?
Blair Mahone, CEO of Beast Over Baptist. That's the 30 and up men and women, no kids group on Facebook. You know, you can add me at Blair Mahone if you're somebody that fit this criteria, and I can add you on.
We're going to talk about Beast Over Baptist in a little bit. Trust me, we're going to get to that. But... And I've been waiting all day to see what this man going to say. Look at him. Put your little phone down, man. You on the show, man.
Pack-a-licious. I call him Pack-a-licious.
Pack. You, you don't have any kids as well. And we've been squad for years.
Yes, indeed.
So, and we have some wild times that we can't even talk about on that podcast.
Nope.
Because we got people listening. But with that being said.
And witnesses.
All we ask is trust.
And witnesses.
But.
You ain't seen nothing.
Facts. But so is it with you? Was it a thing that you purposely did not want kids or just never happened?
On some 100 stuff, no, I didn't want kids growing up. Like when I was a youngin', I always thought I would have the family.
Think we got a call in?
By the time I was like 30. But then 30 hit, I'm still out here in these streets. And I knew I didn't want to come home and deal with nothing. Hell, I adopted my little cat 6 years ago, and I remember thinking to myself, I Google, like, how long do cats live?
Shout out to Lucius and Aloysius.
Yeah, like, how long I got to take care of these little ones?
I think we got a call. Do we got a call over there, sir? Or did I hang up?
Hey, this is Desiree.
Desiree, what's going on?
Desi.
We got somebody else from the SDID family.
Yes.
Talk to us. What you want to talk about, girl?
I was listening to y'all conversation.
Oh,
I'm trying to jump in today.
Yes. Yeah, we want you to jump in. Yeah.
All right. Well, kind of fill me in. I know y'all was talking about dating and.
So, do you have children, Desiree?
I have one son, 17.
Okay, so everybody on our panel here today, we're kind of talking about, you know, just not having children. Everybody's here over 30. Well, not everybody. I'm excluding myself. Everybody here is on the panel is over 30 and without children. And we're just kind of chopping it up about that.
And my question to you, since you called in, Now, somebody already talked about dating somebody without kids is an issue. Would you date somebody that didn't have kids or they didn't want you to have any more kids? What would you do with that?
Well, I did. I dated a guy who didn't have kids, and I told him I didn't want any more kids because, you know, I'm 40. I got a 17-year-old. I'm done. But he didn't have any, and he insisted on having children. Mm. Yeah.
How long did that last?
We were together about 9 months.
Okay.
We were together about 9 months.
Was the kid thing a breaking point?
Was that the deal breaker?
Well, actually, I'm going to be honest. You know, he actually went and I used the precautions or whatever, and he actually got me pregnant on purpose. And I actually ended up getting pregnant.
You is kind of thick. I can't blame him. I'm joking. I'm joking.
9 months in the game, though.
That's long enough to have a baby.
You know, we were together. He got me pregnant, and I ended up losing the child or whatever, blah, basically.
Okay.
But that wasn't the breaking point, but he forced that on me, and I didn't want any more.
I get it.
And I was using the precaution. So, you know, yeah, that kind of put some hesitation into the relationship because you forced me into a situation that I didn't want.
So you, at this point in your life,
I felt stuck.
At this point in your life, would you date somebody that didn't want any more, that want to have some more kids?
No.
You wouldn't?
No, okay. Not after that situation. I feel like God blessed me and got me out of that situation. And I wouldn't date anyone, again, who doesn't have kids and want kids.
So the Lord came down and said, hashtag FDK.
It ain't happening.
Dig that.
I'm done.
Dig that.
I'm chasing my dreams right now. I did what I was supposed to do in my 20s and in my 30s. I sat at home. I raised my kid. I went to school. I bought me a home. I got something for my kid. So now it's time for me to live my life. I lived my life for my child. So now I'm not ready to start over again.
Okay,
so
okay.
I'm trying to live my life as if I don't have no kids. I'm trying to be like y'all.
Well, thank you for your call. By the way, I know you got a podcast as well. Let them know about your show. We're going to blank out the name of the company, but go ahead.
Yeah. Well, my show is Whose Word Is This? I have a show that airs every Thursday from 7 to 8. I'm celebrating 4 years on the air. And I have a show that supports local businesses, local artists, entrepreneurs, actors, and I give them a platform to display their art, their trade, their business.
For sure, for sure. Well, thank you for checking in. And
thanks,
that's one
Desi.
SDID member. But, Jamar, going back to you right quick, I'm going to ask you the same question I asked E. Mm-hmm. But if you would have had kids, would that have been an issue?
I don't believe it would have been an issue because I think I would be a dope father. But I am so glad that I do not have any children because then I would still have to deal with the baby mamas.
And that's where we're going to go next.
And, you know, to be honest, like, me and my exes, we cordial. We can do the head nod if we pass each other in the street or whatever. But I wouldn't have to want to deal with them on a daily basis. Mm. You know what I mean? Because personality clashes is why we ain't together now and all that. You know what I mean? So who wants to, and then have to co-parent and all that? It's a whole different vibe. And all, it's a whole different situation. So I'm not mad that I didn't have none. You know what I mean? If it would have happened, I'd have been there. I'd been the stand-up dude and all that. I'd have been major pain, you know what I mean, to my kids and all that good stuff. But I am not opposed to not having none. And it's just so wild that other adults look at you like you're broken because you don't have children. You know what I mean? Like, something's wrong with you because you don't have kids. And the thing is, people have to realize we don't all walk the same path. We don't all have the same dreams and aspirations. Some people grew up, that's all they want is the kids and the family and all that. Like I said, I grew up thinking that's what I wanted to do. But when I hit that age where I felt like that's what I was supposed to be doing, that's not what was on the front of my mind. I'm like, I want to live my life and do what I want for me. I wasn't ready to live for somebody else, which is exactly what you have to do when you have kids. So I'm good with that. I am not mad at that decision. You know, maybe, you know, I was out here. I was wilding a little bit. I might have had me a junior or something out here, and maybe they went down the drain like, oh, no, ooh, help me. Who knows?
Do we need to have Mari call in?
Who knows? You know. But I ain't got no phone calls.
Do we need to have Mari on the line? Contrary,
but we gonna touch base on that. But I want to bring the CEO, the captain, the leader of Beast Over Bastards, Blair. What's going on, Wolf?
What's happening, Whip? I'm okay tonight.
So same thing with you, man. The kid thing, did you never want him or it just didn't happen?
I think it just didn't happen. I'm a go with the flow kind of guy, so I think if it would have happened, you know, I would have did what I had to do, but it's never been a planned thing with me. And I've had a lot of failed relationships, so I felt like had I had kids out of any one of those relationships, my life would be like hell right now.
Now, Keys, I want to get you to jump in, too, because I'm going to talk about the baby mama thing in a second. But we all sit here, and I know I waved
the child's mother.
Baby mama, baby daddy. But
the son's father.
We all wave the flag of team no kids. But the truth be told, and since we said we're going to be open, how many of us have actually got somebody pregnant before or been pregnant and it didn't work out? You dig what I'm saying? So are we really team no kids if it happened?
That baby down and that baby's down by the riverside. We're not doing it? Okay.
Are you finished or are you done?
I'm done.
But seriously, have you ever got somebody pregnant? And I must ask, talk to the fellas first.
I had one scare in my life, but...
That's a bad mother... That's scare, boy!
But the scare turned out to be a fluke. I don't know if the female in question was just trying to watch me shake or whatever, But the time and the date and the weeks, it just didn't add up, and it turned out that she wasn't pregnant at all. But in that moment when I thought that it could have been, that was a different type of fear, man. I got to admit, like, I don't scare either. That was a different type of fear. I thought it was all over, man.
Pac-Man?
I mean, yeah, see, what had happened was once upon a time, you know, things may happen. I left it up to this particular
mother,
person.
Did you? Yes or no, man? What the, you know. Well, answer the question, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me tell you what happened. What had happened was, you know, sex, skeet, skeet, and...
All right, Boozy. All right, little Boozy.
And she decided to wipe it down. And it was rough. I mean, like had you know, she kept the kid, I'd have been there all day, but she decided, you know, because we weren't married, she didn't want to have no kids, and that's cool. That's cool. You know, I told her whatever she decided, I'm 100 there for her. She decided that. I ain't gonna lie. I shed a thug tear at the time. I still shed a thug tear during tax season.
Man.
But generally, I ain't mad.
Them kids are ours, okay? When it comes to that,
do they still get $1,400?
Them is mama's kids.
They don't get $14?
Oh. It's not like a four. No, there's not a price on children.
It's not?
Yeah, that's a whole nother podcast.
Man, listen, I'm going to tell you a quick story. Man, one time I called and I owed, and the lady was like, hey, you ain't got a little chick you could just add the kids, please? Like, what? Like, the tax lady said this. Like, I'm talking about the IRS lady said this on the phone to me, dog. Hey, I'm not lying to you. The IRS representative said, you don't have a... Because she was a sister. Mm-hmm. She's like, you don't have a little... You know, just...
Somebody.
I swear on everything she said that on the phone. I'm like, this is being recorded, right? She's like, I have to call you back. Bye. Dig Man. That. Ladies, what about... I know you said you had health reasons and everything.
Well, prior to that, yeah.
You did want to. Okay. Yeah. And you decided to.
Yeah. At that time in my life, it wasn't like a situation where I kind of felt like I wanted to bring a child in. So, okay. Yeah, I can concede.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, Keish, earlier when you were talking about your situation, you said when the father walked out that room, you knew it was going to be on you. Mm-hmm. With that being said, now, I want to go further. Why did you think that as soon as he walked out the room? Like, explain a little further first.
Because, and I'm transparent about the whole situation or whatever, but. Everything that was going on, I have a good instinct. You know, I could feel things out kind of before they happen. So, just long story short, he had got me and someone else pregnant at the same time. So my son and his brother
Wow.
is 12 days apart
Okay.
in age.
So even when I go out with the, like, you know, he'll let his brother come over and hang with him and stuff like that. When I go to the store, people think they're twins. And I'm like, well, no. And they're like, why they look so much alike? And I'm like, we're going to have to sit and have coffee one day.
Wow.
So I could tell you that. But at that time, when I did conceive, I mean, the idea was for us to be together. But because everything that went on, I didn't want to put myself through that. So when I said when he walked out that room, I just knew that because he had another baby coming not too long after that. You know what I'm saying? And at that point, at that time, I was the one, the breadwinner. You know what I'm saying? He really wasn't making too much, and he really wasn't stable in his situation or whatever. So just internally, you know, I just knew, like, okay, when he leave out that room at the end of the day, it's all going to fall on me. Because if something happened to my son, or if he's without, people's going to be like, well, where his mama at? What his mama doing? You get what I'm saying? So I just knew from that point, it was on me.
Well, that leads up to that question. Baby mama, baby daddy drama. Have you guys ever dated somebody that had kids and had to deal with that? And if you did as well, you can call in at 248-579-5260. If you ever dealt with baby mama drama, baby daddy drama, and you ain't had no kids, please call in. But, Jamar, have you ever dealt with that and you weren't? And the person you dated had kids? And talk to me.
Yeah, of course. Of course, you can't. It's virtually impossible to date somebody and seriously date somebody and have them around in your life without dealing with the other person. It's virtually impossible, you know what I mean, if that person is around. You know, that's the best way to say it. Because, you know, I've dealt with women, and this one dude, he was just sitting up in her crib waiting for her to come home when I dropped her off one day.
In her house?
Yeah.
Man,
in the dark, bro.
Man, get out sitting the gates, the man. Dark, bro. Please sitting tell me you're lying.
No. So we pull up. I'm letting her get a car. I'm like, all right, girl, I'll see you, you know, another time later. Blah, blah, blah. He come out the house like, I'm up here watching these kids, and you ain't nowhere to be found. I'm like, oh, you know, it wasn't my situation, but I'm just saying, it happens sometimes. You know, some dudes is cool, you know, but mostly, no.
Tick-tack. Easy E.
Yeah, they
yeah.
You dealt with some dudes that had kids before. How was that?
Yeah, I definitely dated dudes with kids. You know, I didn't have a lot of, like, direct drama, right, where whether he was calling my phone or, you know, like, doing anything like that. But it's unfortunate that I think everybody that I've dated with that had children was, you know, at some point they had sex with their baby mamas while we were dating.
Ooh.
You know, it was like you know they gonna always have that baby mama that they can go back, you know, and have sex with.
So do y'all believe that if they have kids they still touch other person? No, hold on. I wanna see what Blair thinks about this.
Okay.
Do you still think they touch their baby mama, baby, you know? What do you think?
I was told to, OG gave me this advice. He said, don't ever be serious with a female that got a baby that's under like 5 years old, because nine times out of 10, the baby daddy is still somewhere in the picture. Mm-hmm. Like,
I can agree with
whether
that.
Whether she say he is or not, if he's involved, if he's around, yeah.
Yeah,
I can agree to that.
Best friend, I'm gonna need you to combat somebody. We got you here to combat some of these comments. What you think about that?
Well, I cut mine off. My son was three, so I mean, there was attempts, but I'm a type of person where when I'm done, I'm done. I don't backtrack. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I wanted to, because I was that kind of baby mama. You know, I was angry and I was bitter, but then I had to sit back and realize, like, my son doesn't deserve this. You know what I'm saying? So I have to give my son an opportunity to develop his own opinion and his own feelings towards his father. So once I let all that go and just digress, stop the arguing, stop the bickering or whatever, I felt 10 times better. My stress levels just goes all the way down. But I cut mine off when my son was three. Like, look, we ain't together. We ain't going to be together. So you ain't going to get what you could have if we was together.
So y'all just quit. You just cut off the
yeah. He's made attempts to get at me, you know, and even at the time he was allegedly married or whatever, and I did allegedly. Because I felt it was revenge for me, you know, and I'm like, okay, well, I'm top dog, but I'm like, wait,
these are my cookies now. So when you want them, you can't have them. You know what I'm saying? So
just to be clear.
Yes.
It took 3 years for you to shut down the vagina factory.
Because I'm be honest. Yes. Because
you was right.
That was, excuse my language,
to a certain degree.
That was penis that I trusted.
Woo.
I wasn't venturing off to no new penis because, you know, if you find new penis, you don't know what that new penis come with. At least with this penis, I know what's coming with this penis. You see what I'm saying?
So, just
wait,
on the humble.
Who's the interviewer and who's the interviewee?
No, I'm just saying, just on the humble.
The show is no longer called You Eat Talk.
Who's
it's called Big Packs You.
No, it's just on the humble though, like for real. This is my question. And this would go to all baby mamas. If you have situations and you're still smashing the baby daddy or what have you, and you know the baby daddy wasn't shit for whatever reason, how can you trust the dick?
Did you just edit yourself?
Yes.
He said the baby don't.
Like, how can you
I
trust
the sound guy did that?
How can you trust something you getting and you know they out here for real though? That's my question though. Cause you know, cause clearly if y'all kids 12 days apart, you know he bought that life. His love's going bang, bang, bang all the time. So I'm just saying, how can people say like I trust it? But you know they not trustworthy.
Because it's like loving somebody for who they are, right? Like you trust them for who they are. So she's saying, she already know this a-hole. I already know what I'm dealing with this a-hole. Instead of going with the new one and not knowing what that's going
to
be like.
The devil you know
compared
to the devil
you don't.
I'm not
advocating for it. Exactly. I'm not saying it's right, but to answer that question.
I mean, and at that time, I was still in my 20s. You know what I'm saying? So I was just... It was something to help my hurt because I was hurt. Okay. I was devastated. Yep. You know what I'm saying? With everything played out, I'm like, this can't be life.
Right. Just you temporary know? Gratification.
The only thing about that I question, though, you said you were devastated. You were hurt. Yeah. And his other baby mommy probably felt the same way.
Probably was.
But in that situation, he's winning because he getting both of y'all, though.
B-59. Bingo.
No. Because he lost. Because guess what? They not even together no more. Anyway,
okay.
Who's next?
Okay. I get it.
And still asking to borrow money from me. But let's go.
Ooh. Talk your ish, Keith.
I'm gonna
take this little That's at the end of the show. Dollars. Not right now.
So I can get it in.
Now, another reason I wanted to bring all you guys on the show, because I know y'all personalities are amazing. And E, when I did the pre-screen, you said you didn't hear people talk crazy about people without kids.
Not really. I mean, the most that
Jamar.
The most that I've heard, you know, someone like actually say to me is, you know, something ignorant like, you know, or you got all these qualities or you got all this, you know, how, you know, some dude ain't put a baby in you yet. You know what I'm saying? Like someone have said something like that. But as far as like something is wrong with me because I don't have kids, I really haven't heard anybody say anything like that. I have definitely heard, you know, people say things like, you know, having children, there's the unconditional love that you'll never experience if you don't have children. And I get all of that, but never anything like really derogatory.
Well, I'm going to say this right quick because I saw this on Facebook and it was one of them super Facebook Instagram people. You know what I mean when I say that? They got about 5,000, you know, them third, you know, and all the dudes like, oh my God, and they hit like and everything, and they so thirsty, and then you see them in person. They really ain't, first of all, they ain't as cold as they think. Like, bitch, you bad as hell with them angles. You understand what I'm talking about? Excuse my language. But anyway, she made a post out, and when I say this is nothing against anybody, she said, a dude over 30 without kids must be gay as hell or his don't work.
Work.
What?
I heard.
Blair, what do you think about that?
I'm glad you went to me with
the
that
young
because
wolf.
He's like, ooh, give me that question.
I started my group about maybe 2 years ago, and one of the reasons why I started it was because if you notice this in quotation marks says men and women over 30 with no kids. And just like Whip said, they feel like if you over 30 with no kids, it's either something wrong with you or you gay or something like that. So,
all bad.
So to everybody that's in my group or that's heard about my group, if you scroll through and look at all the posts, because it's probably about 60 members now, look at all the posts and things of that nature. It's about uplifting people that's 30 and over with kids because who's to say any of us will ever have any kids? So is that to say that is something wrong with us or we're not living life right? So we uplift people with kids in there. We kind of talk about the pros. We talk about the pros and uplift the pros of not having kids, like saving money around Christmas time, back to school time, saving money. The fact that we could go hang out or bar hop or do whatever we want without getting a babysitter.
You talked about something. Man. I'm gonna touch on.
Kids are. I no longer have to find a babysitter. Mine is old enough to be at home.
You gotta be wait. Well, before you finish, you gotta be careful. You said find a babysitter. That's too close to find a baby. Think of something else to say. That's our.
She's gonna hit that reset button.
Still close, man.
Keisha gonna hit that reset button. I don't know why y'all playing.
No,
I'm one and done. I did want another one, but as my son got older, and the more freedom I had, I'm like, you know what? Mm-hmm. I'm Gucci.
Keisha gonna be out here
so
like, but
that's
mama,
a deal breaker for
him.
Me now. If I date somebody and they like, you know, I want, nah, we not gonna work. Sir.
But most of the time, kids not playing though.
That part.
That's the thing. Like, most people well, don't sit down
mine
and be
was
like,
planned.
Right,
mine
Jamal,
was
hers
planned.
Was. Hers was.
I didn't say none. I said, most of the time, people don't sit around like, we're going to have this boy. You know what I mean? At least not in the black community. We just be smashing. Mm-mm. All ski ski, goddamn. You know?
Man, come
if
on.
If you're responsible, it's planned.
Yeah, right. I mean, I'm just saying. I'm just saying. But most people don't plan. Come on now. Most people y'all know with kids don't sit up here and be like,
hold on.
I planned this.
How about maybe not both of them have planned it, but one of the two.
Mm.
It was a premeditation.
At the local CVS in my neighborhood, they call me Plan B, not because the first
Based
my
plan.
Name is B.
Plan X didn't work.
because they know I stay in aisle 13. I need somebody with that key.
For real talk. That's what I'm saying.
Do they make the announcement over the PA like assistant family
plan
planning?
And when Blair walk in, it's like music playing. When Blair walk in, it's like music playing behind him. You know what I'm saying? Like Shaft or something. He's a player with that. But Keyshawn, he just talked about something. He said having time. And you said we could go there. Your beau has children.
Mm-hmm.
Is that an issue for you guys having time with that?
Yeah. It has. And we've tried to, you know, always keep the line of communication open. And it's, I know he's an active father. He has custody mm-hmm. of his kids. So he's, like, very involved, you know, everything like that. But sometimes I feel like I have to fight for my little place at the table to be like, hey, I'm here. You know, don't forget me, too. But we try to make it work. And we do try to plan time to say, okay, you know, this Thursday, this Friday, or let's go to this event. Like, we have to plan our time.
Okay.
Whether it's sometimes when I've dated guys who may have not had kids in their care or didn't have kids, it was more, I had more attention.
Okay.
To where it was like, hey, what you doing? Nothing. Okay, well, you know, come on by. Let's go here. Let's go out to eat. Let's do this. Let's do that. So man, that's a big difference to try to be on another maturity level. And I'll say that. To be mature enough to say, okay, you know, I know your kids come first, you know, mm-hmm. wrestling or whatever. Okay, let me sit back. You know,
see,
just trying to be patient. But it yeah. And because I know
she said
I'm
wrestling. She definitely personalized it.
Talk
your ish.
She getting a phone call as soon as this over
right.
with.
Talk yo ish.
I'm the baby in my family, so I'm used to attention and I'm
my
used to mm-hmm. that, you know, just that attention. And so I have to learn how to, like, put myself not as thinking I'm, like, number one now mm-hmm. To try to keep it balanced and know that, okay, he has a life. He has more activities involved than I do.
Jamal, I know you want to jump in, but I want to say, go ahead, jump in.
I just want to address that last statement you said, because I was dealing with somebody, and I remember having that conversation with her. I was like, you know, I understand you have your child that you have to deal with, but what
take
about me?
Of, not deal with.
You know what I mean? What about me sometimes? And understand, I'm not a person that requires a lot. You know what I mean? So, but at the same time, I still, you know, want intimacy and affection mm-hmm. sometimes. And dealing with people with kids, sometimes you don't have that. It's not that I wanted to be the number one person. I understand when they have children, you're not going mm-hmm. to be. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I can't be the 10th place.
Right.
either.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? Right.
Especially if, because we're in a situation where, okay, we're talking about our future. We're talking about wanting to get married.
Right.
And so I'm constantly like, Okay, so do you just feel like when we get in, when I get in my ring, I'm automatically like shoot up to be number one?
Exactly.
I have to be your equal now.
Right.
You know, we have to start thinking, you know, in unison as one right now, not when that time comes.
Exactly.
So you have to learn how to balance your time. So I'm always trying to like talk to him, get in his head, think about stuff like that.
Now,
do you have a good connection with his children?
Yeah, I would say so. Okay. Yeah.
So does that help a little bit? It's like, okay, so the kids like me, I like the kids, and it kind of
it makes it easier.
Yeah.
Now I want to and what?
That last one.
He said he picking up his son for wrestling right now. Shout out to the leader of the He-Man Woman Haters.
Right,
man. The leader of the He-Man Woman Haters, Freddie. Hey, yo, but check me out. I got a question for y'all, but I want to make sure I shout out my sponsor one more time, so give us a second. Shout out to Sisterhood Travel Urban Old School Cruise Part 2. It's going from April 24th to 27th. You can still be a part of it. It's going. We're going to land in Miami and head to the Bahamas. They got an island cabana beach party. Unlimited adult beverages. I got to change my voice for that part. And we're going to have an all-white party and a pre-cruise meet and greet on South Beach.
Get your bohemian braids now.
Us.
Yes.
Urban Embodiment. We're doing a Find a Base speed dating right on the cruise. So you can still be a part of it. If you want to get down, you can text or call Camille, 517-977-4858. Airy, 517-712-7914. Or Rigo, 517-574-1993. But I want y'all to jump in on this question I'm about to ask right now. Because we single. Oh, excuse me. Oh, I'm not. And she's not. So edit that part.
Up, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. I love you, boo. But because we don't have any kids, they think we just got money all day. We free all the time. Because what do they say? Y'all don't got no kids, so you wouldn't understand. You should be able to do this in the third. Jamar, what do you think about that comment, that we just supposed to have all this money and just free all the time because we don't got no kids?
Let me talk to you for a second. Now, this is the thing. It's not that we have extra money. You know, we put our bills according to our lifestyles. Just like you have kids, so you know you got a budget. Cause little Johnny needs some socks. Little Johnny needs some folders. Little Johnny need the Trapper Keeper or whatever they do in 2020. You know what I mean? I don't know. I don't know if they call it Trapper Keeper no more, cause that's too much like the trap. You know. But you know, when you don't have kids, you still have responsibilities of your own. You still have stuff you gotta take care of. You still got your house. You still got your food. You still got your car note. And I'm sure most of us, you know, we try to drive vehicles, you know, around what we can afford. You know what I mean? We, you know, but they think people without kids got Jaguars and Benzes and like that. You know what I mean? But it's been times I done had to have the bus pass, you know, because it happens. Life is what it is. We don't have extra money. You know, we still work just like you work. You know, we just budget and within our means, just like you do. So just because we don't have to buy kids' cuisine don't mean we don't want to buy Stouffer's for ourselves, because, you know, that's like a dollar more, you know, that Stouffer's or that Boston Market Mill, you know what I mean?
Back away from the microphone, man.
My bad.
Easy, what you think about that?
That assumption is correct. You know, there is that assumption that because we don't have children that we have extra. Now, I used to. I used to before I became a full-time entrepreneur. But I think that, you know, we don't get enough credit for being the unsung heroes of the community, right? Like, the ones that don't have kids, we in essence, sometimes we have to pick up the slack for those that do. We just have to help. You know, we're those helpmates. Where, you know, we might be able to purchase that more expensive Christmas gift, right? Because the parents had to, you know, buy for more than one kid and they have to support that, support the family. So, you know, there have been times when I have been, whether it's nieces, nephews, great nieces and nephews, godchildren, you know, where I have been able to be that helpmate or be that support system because I didn't have, all I had to worry about was me and my dog, right? Damn. You know, so I was able to do that. But you know, my extra went to my retirement fund. You know, it went to traveling, right? You know what I'm saying? It went to making sure that I was straight, because when I really started thinking about having children, I was like, man,
the only reason I don't really want to have kids is to have somebody to take care of me when I get old. And that ain't no guarantee. So let me make sure my retirement is set up straight so I don't have to worry about that, right? Like, I can take care of that myself.
My trust would be tied to, if you don't watch me when I'm in my 60s, you don't get nothing. Right. Not a dime.
And before we go any further, I do want people to understand this episode was not to trash or people that had kids.
It FDK. Just,
I'm representing the parents right out there.
This episode seriously was just for people to understand there is a whole different lifestyle that people don't understand. You know, we're not weirdos. We're not, you know, because the whole world says.
Well, Deshaun, I don't know. I don't know.
I'm a weirdo, but it ain't got nothing to do with the kids. But the purpose of this episode simply was for you guys to understand there are people out there that don't have kids or children, whatever you want to call them, that are functional. They're not crazy. They're not sick. Because especially, and I'm gonna go here,
mm-hmm.
in the black community,
man,
we have too much of an issue yes. of broken families.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm. And the main thing, you see a girl's post on Facebook, her post says, dude's got, and I'm not going to say that word, but dude's got 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 kids.
Knickers.
God say, you know, exactly, the Nakers.
The Nakers.
The Nakers.
But you know how I feel, though? It must be some type of level of attraction to these guys that got, like, the 10 kids, because they're not making the 10 kids by themselves.
Man, did y'all see that guy online? You know? Doggy had, I think it was on Maury Povich, Doggy had, like, 28.
Yeah.
And he was still, like, so what, the problem is, you as a woman, if a dude tells you he has 26 kids, I don't care how many push-ups he does. I don't care how many squats and crunches he does.
I'm running.
You are an idiot. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you this, whoever listens to this, you are an idiot. If you have a baby by...
No.
Now, ladies is like, well, I mean, if he's sexy...
Let me tell you. No, let me tell you. I'm going to tell you. Like, as a dude, I know that women that deal with those type of dudes, what they say is, that means he got some good D. So that's why they rock with him. That's what, and I'm not.
Or they gonna say they didn't know.
That's what they say.
They're not gonna take accountability and say they didn't know.
Right. That's what they say. They say
they didn't know.
Dog. They like when I post stuff like that or I share a story like that. Women will comment for real that that just means he got some good D and they want to see what it is. You know what I mean?
But you can't see what it is with protection.
Right. Exactly.
Y'all, my sis over here, like, she got something in her mouth she want to say. Keys,
no, I'm just, no. I just want people to know that they are not idiots because of the choices that they decide to make.
You an idiot. I'm calling it.
For what it's worth, I feel like you guys missed a very, very obvious bullet point when you were talking about the whole finances thing.
Talk to us.
Talk on it.
You're also budgeting for dating.
True.
You heard that. Good you heard point. That.
Thank you.
True.
And that's why we got the best sound engineer in the world. And if you want a podcast, talk to PodcastDetroit.com. Amazing people to take care of you.
But you know what? On the side of that, there's so much free stuff going on right now. You don't even have to really budget to date.
Now, that's
there's a misconception.
That's a whole other episode.
You know what I'm saying? There's a misconception that you got to have all this money to take somebody out. And you really don't.
As long as you do it. You know, you can take somebody out on a limited income. It shouldn't always be that way, but you can, especially more in the summertime in the city and everything. Mm-hmm. There's so much more river walk. You can bike ride. I know.
Even in the wintertime. I mean,
ice skating.
Maybe it's cold outside.
But you gotta think outside the box, though.
That song is banned. I can't say it anymore. That song is banned.
John Legend remade it. We good.
Back on the topic of the financial.
Hold on, y'all. Hold on. Blair want to talk to us.
Back on the topic of the financial. What am I trying to say?
Responsibility.
Not just responsibilities, but like the pros and cons of having. Shout out to the women who got the $10,000 checks coming up in about a month or so. Shout out to the women with the Section 8 houses.
My homeboy is about to be in y'all inbox.
I love them.
with the 4-bedroom, $100 apartments and houses. You know, so Section 8 or whatever. Shout out to the healthy bridge cars out there. That's like $100. I mean, like $800 on them, and y'all get to tear Walmart up. So that's like a pro.
Beast of a bastard.
Now with the cons, I mean, not the cons, but a pro on our side. Talking about the people who don't have any kids. Yeah, I can't lie. It do look good looking at your paycheck, and you don't see no deductions because you got. child support. Like those guys we was just talking about with the 10 kids. It's not like they just running around with 10 kids and they free. They looking at their check every 2 weeks. Like, yeah.
Catching hell.
Man, listen, real kids. Quick, because we only got like 8 minutes left. Real quick, one time I used to work for AT&T, and I think I told you this. I go into the thing, the training, it's nine of us, nine men. And the fella sat there on Friday, we went to go get some food, and they sat there and said, yes. I'm like, what are y'all yesing about? They haven't hit me yet on child support. Out of nine men, seven of them was trying to see how many checks they got in before child support.
But it was coming. It was on the way.
They knew it was.
It's coming. It's coming. Oh, yeah.
And on that, to those guys out there, I'm going to just say this. You can run. You can't hide.
Right.
Because that debt is with you forever.
You can't hide if
once
you got an under-the-table job.
You gonna draw, if you're going to pay under the table, get paid on the table, try to avoid it.
Work
when you
bar.
Go to draw that Social Security, they is snatching it.
Not that score.
So, yeah, it's federal debt is nothing to play with.
Wow. I'm going to try to copy a video, that quote that you just said. I'm going to try to post it to Beast Over Bastards because... That should ring in any guy's head whenever they he's coming. About to
you
go wrong.
You cannot run. So go like on, file them taxes, let them snatch it and catch it up it. And just be done with it. Just be done.
Eat
with
your
it.
Steaks medium
like
rare.
Because like I tell people, like
don't
I work
hit
for
the pussy. Medium rare.
I work for OCS, which we like initiate the child support cases with my job.
Yeah.
So it never ends. Mm-hmm. So even if you like Pac said, oh, I'm working at the table, your responsibility doesn't end. Like I tell people, you may have a mortgage and you can't pay it because you don't work, but you're going to still rack up those big, it's going to rack up.
Keisha, I used to work for the Census Bureau. That's where I met LaKeisha. And I was the one to open up the envelopes. Listen, I had to sit there for 8 hours just open up envelopes of child support. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm talking about numbers from people paying $25 to 2,000-3,000.
Yeah.
Keith, you validated it. Nope. You know what? I'm not lying to you, am I? Yeah, yeah,
Freddy Krueger, all you got to do is wake up. Jason Voorhees, you just got to know how to run fast.
Listen.
Jaws, just get out the water. That child support monster, though?
This episode, we need to have a part
two.
We
do.
There's so much going on.
We
have to have a part two of this episode. And I'm going to do it just to show you. And I talked about everybody else's story, but I can tell about mine. You know.
Talk about it.
Real quick, there was maybe one or two, three. Maybe a few young ladies might have said that they
five,
thought
six,
they thought I might have got them, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to talk about my personal situation. Well, I am, but
toasty.
There was one young lady that forget. Again, understand, this is before the world changed and everybody got a little soft. Back in the day, I used to tell people, and I asked the Lord to forgive me for this. I would say, if you got pregnant, I might have got some boxing gloves and did something with them. You understand what I'm saying? I apologize.
Tommy
Lord, forgive me.
Lord,
forgive me. But fast forward, me and that girl never got pregnant. But you know what happened?
You and the girl never got pregnant?
Me and her never got, I never got pregnant with her. You dig it. But later on, fast forward, she got pregnant by somebody else, but me and her were still cool. She actually asked me, could I get my boxing gloves? Because the guy that she was with.
Hold on.
The guy that she was with couldn't afford to pay for the abortion. So she wanted me to. She literally came to my house, said she wanted to talk.
This was a thing.
Facts.
You,
yeah,
what,
listen.
What Tommy Hearns.
Listen. This got to be a part two. Yeah, so can I get everybody in here to agree to do a part two?
Yes.
Next month, we got to do a part two.
Agreed.
We got 2 minutes. This what it is. We closing out. Talk your ish. You got 60 seconds. Go.
Beast Over Bastards, you can find me on Facebook at Blair Mahone. And if you want to join, you 30 and up with no kids. Not just 30 and up. There are some mature 20-something-year-olds who like to join, too, with no kids, and we could give them some guidance, too. But this thing was great. We got a lot more to talk about, and I'm going to just leave it at that. Blair Mahone at Facebook, and I can add you to the group.
I had Young a ball. Wolf. Thank you for coming out. Thank you for everybody inviting me.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you. We got to have a round two.
Yes.
Be so much more discussion.
All right. Edric, go there. You can find me. Creole Restaurant opening up in West Village. Gabriel Hall. Find us on Facebook and Instagram.
My name is Big Pack, and I'm on podcast. You can follow me at Big Pack View on every social network that's out there. And I hope to get a DM from you.
You know he worked on that one all week.
Right. He's,
tell him we got closing out.
DMs is open.
Yes. February 8th, Finder Bay is doing speed dating with the Pistons at Little Caesars Arena. The Pistons will be playing the New York Knicks. Tickets for that is $35. That will get you a seat on the dating panel. Sorry. Ladies, we've sold out of women's spots, but we do have male spots available. That will also get you a seat to the game and post-game shots on the court. February 22nd, we are having Find a Base Speed Dating in Okemos, Michigan at Henry's Place. The address is 4926 Marsh Road in Okemos. Seats for the ladies is $20, and fellas, you actually get a break. Your ticket is $15, and it includes a complimentary drink. You can book your seats for either event on Eventbrite, or you can Cash App us, Zelle us, PayPal us. Send us an email at urbanembodiment313@gmail.com for more information.
All right. And guys, once again, thank you for that. And like I said, we're doing the UE's Got Talent. So if you got a video, send it in 30 seconds only to urbanembodiment313@gmail.com. Check us out, Singles Dating Detroit, Singles Dating the Lancet. I am Deshaun Whipdog Whipple.
And I'm Lakeisha.
And we will see you next week on Urban Embodiment Presents UE Talk.
Oh, yeah.